Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
All right. Friday. Right now, the cutest thing, and we're all about cute.
Yeah.
On the social media. I just shipped it over to Puss.
I'm watching it right now.
Have you seen the video of the, it's a mama bear and the cub climbing up a pretty steep mountain. And the cub gets to the top a couple of times and just slides down about 100, couple hundred feet.
That's cute.
And you got to hang for the whole 2 minutes and 47 seconds.
I will.
However long it is.
All right.
Puss is watching it and posting it up on the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire and Twitter soon.
That's a long time, 2.5 minutes. On the
Yeah, but it's worth it. Yeah. You got to hang.
I can't sit through 2.5 minutes of porn without zooming forward a little bit. I know you guys are. Don't type in two bears on porn, by the way. Just a little known fact. Don't do that one. Do not do. Unless you're into that. We're talking to Lewis Black after the show today. It'll be a just a comment. Now we're actually doing a podcast with Lou after the show. We'll let you know Monday when we're going to put that out there because he's going to swear. That's why it's a podcast extra. And he just got his first shot. Put a photo out yesterday on his Twitter. I retweeted it. He said, I didn't get polio. I'm not getting COVID. Good for Lou. And he's old enough to, he could have got polio. That was a big vaccine, by the way. It took care of polio.
Yeah, it was.
For all you anti-vaxxers out there, I know some of you still exist. I see it on the social media. You know.
Yeah, and they didn't know the long-term effects of that at the time either.
Nope, but it stopped polio.
Yeah, that was the big thing.
There's your long-term effect.
Yeah.
It stops polio.
Didn't happen to me. I'm going to the bar.
Yeah, but it killed the iron lung industry.
It did.
I was telling Nick, some a-hole, I just got rid of him, was mad that he stopped the actual building of the wall, and he thinks that's taking away jobs. Here's the deal. The wall didn't work, would never work. They climbed over it, and it was a waste of money.
And threw it.
Yes, and threw it. So, no, he didn't. And if five guys lost their gigs, they'll get their gigs somewhere else. And they might not. By the way, millions have lost their gigs because of the COVID that wasn't taken care of by the last president. God, it's so good to say.
There
that.
Is a cool place good. At the wall, though. There's a place where people can actually, where kids actually play.
Seesaw.
On both sides of the wall.
Yeah, I love that.
I've seen that.
And there's a seesaw where the fulcrum, is that the proper term?
Probably.
Is right at the wall. So the kids are on either side of the wall playing on the seesaw.
We can't hang out with the Mexicans.
What state are the American kids in? Any idea?
I think it's New Mexico, but I might be wrong.
Probably, Todd.
Might be Texas or Arizona, too, I think.
Well,
there's more than one state there that it could be.
Or it could be California.
Yeah.
I think that narrows it
it's
down.
It's one of those four.
I think so.
Well, three of them voted blue, so they probably allowed that.
But Craig's probably right. It's probably New Mexico, Arizona, or California. Otherwise, you got the Rio Grande.
That's a big seesaw. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be big.
The video I saw, the seesaw was not spanning the Rio Grande.
Right.
And that would have been the case if it were Texas.
We can't promote unity by getting together with our Mexican neighbors, can we? They hate them, right?
Well, that doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I hate that unity talk.
Not a good idea.
No.
Me too, because we got to agree on a few things before unity can begin.
Yeah, like accountability.
Yeah, like getting on the same page.
It is former Journey lead singer Steve Perry's birthday today. Steve Perry is 72.
Are we doing who's taller?
Obviously, since you gave us the age.
I feel it coming on.
I think we can move on if you'd rather.
No, you do that story because you wanted us to guess who's taller.
Well, no, we can do it later, or we don't have to do it at all.
Do it now.
It's also Chef Guy Fieri's birthday.
Oh, Perry's taller than
neither one of those guys are very tall.
Who's taller, Steve Perry or Chef Guy Fieri? Guy Fieri showing up at the age of 53 today.
Are we counting the hair for Fieri?
It's a little spiky.
No, I think Steve Perry, as here's my, I never stood beside Fieri, but I've seen him on those shows, and he's never taller than anybody that owns those restaurants. He never is.
True.
And Steve Perry is taller than Neil Sean. We've met Neil Sean, stood by Neil Sean. Neil Sean's a little shorter than me, so I'm still going to go with Steve Perry's taller.
Yeah, I want to say Steve Perry.
You walk up, and if you watch those shows, Journey in concert, Steve Perry wasn't wearing a lot of big high heels. He was wearing more of like sneakers under those big bell-bottom jeans back in the day.
Yeah, Steve Perry's not very tall. I'm going to go Guy Fieri.
I'm going Guy Fieri as well.
I'm going to go Steve Perry.
Steve Perry.
Uh-oh. Nick's on a streak, too, by the way.
It's going to end now.
It's always on the line.
We all are, actually. I think Push lost the other night, one of them, I think. Two Perrys, two Fieris.
All right.
I don't think Fieri's that short, though. I'll give you that. But I'm just going to just guess.
Guy Fieri shows up at 5'10".
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Steve Perry.
Might have lost this, Push.
Yes.
Might have lost this.
Steve Perry is not 5'10".
He's probably 5'9".
Steve Perry shows up at 5'7".
Oh,
really?
Way to go,
yeah.
Nick.
Damn.
Neil Sean at 5'9", Tyler.
I don't know if they got this right. I've seen them side each other, and Perry's taller than Neil Sean.
He has got the old 3-inch blowout.
And it depends on angles of cameras
and how
they're standing, you know.
Yeah. That was a 3-inch blowout, Nick. Shut up.
Sometimes the guitar player always, you know, the guitar player takes the wide stance when he's playing, you know. So
yeah, but we've stood next to Neil Sean.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought he was shorter than that.
Yeah, he is shorter than that.
I'm just riding Nick's coattails here.
How'd they say?
He's on a roll.
How'd they say Neil Sean was?
5'9".
Well, yeah, I was about the same height as at the time when I met him, so that's about right.
Do you think either?
I never met Steve Perry.
I don't believe either of you have grown since.
No,
no.
We probably both settled into about 5'8.5". I know we have. I know I have.
Unless you hang upside down on one of those racks.
I should, but I don't care.
Those can make you taller.
Yeah. I guarantee Neil Sean's bigger than Asian, not Steve Perry.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's little.
Yeah.
He's 5'4".
Yeah.
Okay,
really?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. We'll
Arnell Pineda.
That's
yes.
it. Yeah.
We'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. He's just a little guy.
Yeah. Right. File that one.
Dave Chappelle canceling scheduled performances at an Austin club after testing positive for the coronavirus. He's now in quarantine, reported to be symptom-free. He'd already performed the first of the gigs at Stubbs Wednesday.
Okay.
Tickets are being refunded for shows that have been booked through the weekend.
Here's the photo I saw last week on Ron White's Twitter page. Ron White, Steve, Joe Rogan, Chappelle. Three or four other guys I recognize.
I saw that
too.
Donald Rawlings was in
there. Yeah, they're all with their arms around each other. All did a big show together. Say it's good to be back, and I like all those guys. I thought they were better, smarter than that, because every one of those guys could be positive now. I'm not sure how close they got to each other, but in that photo, they're all their arms around each other. They all did a big show together.
The statement says Chappelle has implemented the COVID-19 protocols at all of his shows, which includes daily testing for himself and his team.
How about the 8 other comedians in that photo, though?
Exactly.
Because they're not on his team.
I think
they're all headliners.
I think Michelle Wolf is one of the other ones
in
here.
Yeah, she's there. She's there, right?
And then there's a couple guys I don't recognize.
Yeah, you got to bring your protocols into the green room, too.
Right.
Just because you're the headliner, you're not immune.
No, not at all. And all those guys, by the way, are headline comedians.
Right.
So it isn't like his team was Ron White's on his team. Ron White's a headliner. Rogan's a headliner. Michelle Wolf is a headliner. They're all headliners, you know.
That would have been a hell of a show.
It would have been. COVID everywhere, though, apparently. Hopefully he's okay.
Looks like Ron's been avoiding the haircuts during the pandemic,
too. Yeah, I like
too.
That. I like Ron with long hair.
Yeah.
He looks like one of the coaches. What's his face? When he
looks
hair.
Like Rex. Not Rex. The
Rob
brother.
Ryan?
Rob Ryan,
yeah,
yes.
Long, he does look like Rob
Ryan. He looks
Ryan.
Like Rob Ryan.
He's got great hair, yeah. Yeah, Ron's hair like that looks great.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Previous studies have found that people's sense of well-being keeps going up until they get about 75 grand a year. New research out of the University of Pennsylvania tracked 33,000 people. They found that's horse hockey. People's joy steadily rose even when they had access to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We mentioned the
75. Yeah, they're just saying that, yeah, this is just completely wrong. There was no dollar value at which it stopped mattering to an individual's well-being.
Yeah, you mentioned it. And they've done studies for about 75 grand. Is it a household, like two people, then you're...
I forget exactly what it is.
And you're not going to be happier or less happy or something.
Yeah, but
when
the guy
money,
says...
Other things in your life can affect that too, but this is about money, right?
The guy at Penn's Wharton School, Matt Killingsworth, said that the idea that money stops mattering above that 75 grand point is a compelling possibility, but he found that all forms of well-being continued to rise with income. He didn't see any sort of kink in the curve, any sort of inflection point where money stops mattering. Instead, it just keeps increasing. Higher earners are happier, in part because of an increased sense of control over life. When you've got more money, you've got more choice about how to live your life. You can see this in the pandemic.
Well, this blows a hole in the more money, more problems.
Well, that is true as well, but more problems and more happiness, perhaps in some sense, can go together if they are these kind of problems.
Yeah. Well, if you have more money, it's easier to deal with more problems.
Yes.
We're so white.
True.
We're so white. Everybody's so white. Mo money.
People living paycheck to paycheck that lose their job might need to take the first available job to stay afloat, even if it's one they don't like, but people with a financial cushion can wait for one that's a better fit. They found that people who equated money and success were less happy than those who didn't. And they also found that people who earned more money worked longer hours and felt more pressed for time.
We've been told by people who have money that the main advantage is you have options.
Yeah,
if you have money, you have more options.
I think that's
more options.
But I also think that's people with a lot of money, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy that told us that has a lot of money.
Yes, he does.
I mean, a lot of money. So those kind of options, that's a lot of money. Like where you want to be, what house you want to buy, what do you want to do, you want to take a month off to do stuff. That the guy we know can do all that stuff.
Yes, he can.
So I think that option thing is a lot of money. Like you win a lottery kind of money.
Killingsworth also said that he found that in actuality, income is only a modest determinant of happiness. He says, if anything, people probably overemphasize money when they think about how well their life is going, but it's just one of many things that people can control.
Yeah, the worst thing somebody can say that has a couple bucks in a bank and not even rich is, well, I was just as happy when I was poor. And you might have been, but nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, it's a lot more stressful not having money.
Thank you.
And it may have been just a particular phase in your life that you were going through.
That's true.
That had nothing to do with money.
Exactly. You're right, because I could literally, I couldn't pay, I had nothing in my pocket in my 20s, but I was happy as hell.
Right.
But I didn't need anything of my money, because I had no wife, no kids.
Yeah, no one to support but yourself.
And I was also young, didn't care, partied.
Yes.
Had a job at doing this. Yeah. Having fun, spinning tunes, whatever.
You had getting laid money.
But you didn't care, like you said. But saying that to people was really, I hate when people say that.
Yeah.
I've heard people with a lot of money say that. Well, I was just as happy when I was poor. Well, nobody wants to hear that.
And you're probably lying.
Because they're still poor.
You're probably lying, right, trying to, you know, maybe get on somebody else's level there.
Right. That's it.
Yeah, see, I'm just
that's
like
exactly
you.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I'm just like you.
And I'll tell you off the air that is. It makes me mad. This guy's rich as hell, too, and he says that all the time.
I think it's easy to romanticize those times once you're past them, too.
I think you're right. You're totally right, Nick. Because even without a wife and kid to support, and I know you do, and I know some people that had kids young, that, you know, it's you got to keep straight. Yeah. Even without a wife and kids to support, I had to borrow money from my dad, and just everything about that sucked, you know.
Yeah, and I look back when our kids were young, like, we were happy. We were definitely stressed out and struggling.
Stressed, right.
And that really hasn't changed.
Well, that's got to be number one on most people's anxiety list, is running out of money.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't all be like, where did Mark Cuban drop an F-bomb? And then another one. And they fined him a bunch of money. Was that TBS?
I don't know
when that was.
I saw that. He swore once, and they said he was going to get fined, and it was going to go to charity. So he said, swore again. He's like, F it, I'll make my donation bigger.
Well, I think he's done that for years.
Right. Yeah.
Anytime the NBA fines him, he matches it to a charity.
Right, but he was live somewhere.
Talking about basketball and dropped the F-bomb?
Yeah, pregame or postgame. No, dropped two F-bombs.
Did he really? I missed
it. Because
recently?
He knew he was going to get fined,
okay,
and he knew that money was going to go to charity, so he dropped another one.
All right, you know, we're talking to Lewis, but I remember talking to Lewis about this on the air once, and he was talking about taxes, and he goes, he was proud to pay taxes. He goes, hey, listen, I won. You know, I won. He knows he does well. Mm. He goes, I won. So why should I help?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, not a lot of people think that way.
Not everyone does.
And I remember him saying that. He goes, hey, listen, I get it. I won. Now, he worked hard to get there, but he also
yes, he did.
But he still won. He said, I won. I won this game. I'm making money. I'm doing well. I'm proud to pay people taxes.
But you're right. The guys who think they're job creators and deserve to keep it all, they're out there.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think there's more of those.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot more of those.
Yeah, they're entitled.
An Oklahoma lawmaker.
Oh, no.
This ain't going
this
well.
This is like Florida Man. Same thing. Oklahoma lawmaker, Florida Man. Oklahoma lawmaker on this show basically started with the guy that wanted the law that you can't eat fetuses. And nobody was eating them.
Yeah, nobody wanted to.
But fetuses in your food, I believe it was, which is still eating them.
Was that not an Oklahoma lawmaker who apologized to the Jews as well?
That was after the fact.
Right.
The first guy was
first
the
guy said, no fetus in your food.
Yeah, second guy, and there's a bunch of them that come out. Yeah, they're the two most famous
ones. And the rest of the state said, we didn't want to. What?
But it did eliminate the fetus in your food problem.
Good.
Because it didn't exist in the first place.
Oklahoma lawmaker can tell you, don't drive through western Oklahoma. You'll want to hit a tree if you can find one. Because I did that.
Or want to find a tree?
I wanted to find a tree.
Did you go through the skinny part?
The panhandle?
Once you get down through Kansas, that's the skinny part, which is still really long and nothing.
Now the skinny part doesn't look like it's that long.
300 miles.
What are we talking about?
Yep.
The panhandle.
Oh. Yep.
North to south. Panhandle.
Oh, no, I went sideways. I went west. I was in Oklahoma too long. Let's go with that.
Sideways.
Yeah. I've never been. That's one of three states I've not visited.
Yeah.
They tell me I was born there.
You were.
I really don't remember.
You were.
Three dog.
Let's just move on.
Nah, keep it going, man.
They're going to shoot you.
Run with it.
That was smooth.
Yeah, but Craig's the only guy I hear that can say that.
You were. Both of those things are true.
In fact, born there. Yeah. And most people don't remember their birth.
Right. I never lived there.
Yep.
An Oklahoma lawmaker, Representative Justin Humphrey, introduced a bill Wednesday to establish a Bigfoot hunting season.
Nice. Is he joking?
He represents a large part of southeastern and south central Oklahoma that is infamous for Bigfoot sightings. They even host a Bigfoot festival every year.
Oh, so he's just having fun.
Wow, I was not aware of that.
He said the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission shall promulgate rules establishing a Bigfoot hunting season. The commission shall set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting licenses and fees.
I think he's having fun with it because the first dead Bigfoot will be the first one we've ever seen.
It will.
Yeah.
I know Bigfoot fans listen to this program. They get their panties in a wad. But
no, just that one guy.
I believe they exist when you show me one.
Oh, well, they're not going to find it if they don't look.
Good point.
They've got to have a season.
They've been looking for, I don't know, ever.
Hey, John Lithgow found that one up near Seattle.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'll give you that one.
Come on.
All right, I'm looking at a map now that number of reported Bigfoot sightings by state. Oklahoma has 104.
All right. Is it the Northwest in that area? In the
676 in Washington seems to be the league leader.
Who's tracking this?
How about that area between Pennsylvania and Ohio? There was a bunch there, too, a couple years back.
302 in Ohio, 118 in Pennsylvania.
Got it.
You know,
about,
I heard a story the other day.
How about Nebraska?
15.
Why do they say sightings? Because you could just... They have to have some sort of credence to the guy saying it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's tracking this? What counts as a sighting? I mean, there's a lot of variables.
No idea what the criteria is. I'm just looking at a map with numbers on it.
I saw another story the other day, and you hear these stories from time to time, where these people were driving along, and they saw what they thought was a Bigfoot, and they mentioned it to the people in the area, and they're from the area. And as part of the news story... people saying, oh, yeah, that's just Wayne. That's just that creature is just out there. We know what it is, and we don't say anything to anybody, but that's just we just call him Wayne.
Well, don't you think somebody would investigate Wayne then?
No, they don't, because the town just shuts up about it, and no one goes nobody goes out there. But you hear about, I hear these stories all the time.
Wayne lives out by the meth lab. So
something like that.
That doesn't mean it exists, though,
He's
Craig.
Just lurking
But what they're saying, but what I am hearing is that there are little pockets of places where they come across these things and they just accept that it's there and they don't make a big deal out of it because they don't want people coming in and messing it up.
Our buddy Bobcat is a believer.
Yes, he is.
He always likes to point out he doesn't believe in God, but he believes in Bigfoot.
He's an atheist Bigfoot believer. Hey, listen, I hope they find Bigfoot.
Right.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah,
that'd be very cool, man.
The odds are pretty slim.
Yeah.
You'd think by now they would have.
Right, there'd be a Bigfoot carcass somewhere.
Right, some idiot flying a drone over the woods would have gone, oh, there's Bigfoot.
You want to be spooked? You want to be spooked out? Watch Bobcat's movie on Bigfoot.
Willow Creek.
Willow
the name
Creek.
Of that movie.
It's really, really good. Not just because he's our friend, it's really good. Check it out.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.